Sometimes a meadow might be more wild in connotation, though. You have less of your civilized type grasses on it.
Okay. Or say a piece of land that's not good for much of anything because you have water standing on it permanently. Mm-hmm. You got beaver dams and all that good stuff. You call that what?
Swamp, marsh.
Okay. So we're not close to it. We're not around the ocean or the sea. But do you have any idea what about a place like that along the ocean that's, you know, covered at high tide, grass grows in it, what that would be called?
Call it an estuary.
Well, could you call that a marsh?
Yeah, you call that a marsh too, yeah.
Okay.
Tide water. That'd be a good thing for tide water.
Okay. Any particular terms that you've heard a farmer use in describing types of soil insofar as their productivity goes? Soil that's, it's hardly productive at all. Soil that's extremely productive. Any way they describe that?
Fertile and infertile, or maybe just hard pan.
Mm-hmm.
Might call some type of soils a bottom soil, might be good soil.
If somebody was talking about sandy soil, what would come to your mind? Is that good or bad?
Could be either good. Either good or bad, it really depends on what the humus content of the soil is.
What about something? What about loam?
Loam, humus, organic matter, how much of the nutrients available to the plants, things like that.
Loamy soil would be good soil then?
It could be, yeah. It really all depends. I should give my lecture on soil sometime, it's really surprising.
Say if you had a piece of land with a lot of water on it, and you wanted to put it in cultivation, you'd say you'd need to
drain.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that you would dig to take the water off, that would be
drainage ditch.
Okay. Say, what would you call a bit of fresh water flowing along? That would be
a creek.
Okay.
Or a stream.
And what's the difference there?
Well, a stream is smaller than a creek.
Okay.
Many streams come together to form a creek.
Uh-huh.
Many creeks come together, you get a river. After that, you got an ocean, I guess, or sea, whatever happens, or a lake. Or you have little rivulets and have little runs. I mean, you know, you have all sorts of things.
Put it in relation to a stream. Is there anything smaller than a stream?
Well,
what about the rivulet? Where would that come
along? A rivulet would be smaller than a stream.
And the run?
A run might be a little bit small, it'd be a little bit larger than a rivulet. You might say a rivulet or a little trickle or something like that would be. Or a spring, sometimes a small spring of water would be, or just a little bit of water comes out and everything. A seepage of water would be just absolute minimal
amount. Where would a spring come along with?
A spring might come along. Well, a spring, of course, is a source of water more than a body of water traveling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if you were walking out in the woods, might come along a place that's been, you know, gradually eroded by flowing water until, say, it's about, you know, 10 feet deep, 10 feet across. What would you call a place like that?
A little gully, a ravine, more like a gully, though.
Okay. But
a washout, possibly.
Is a ravine something different?
A ravine is probably a big gully. It's probably a series of gullies that may be a real big, deep gully. Say maybe 30 or 40 feet deep, something like that.
Okay. Well, say, what about a place that's been created quickly, maybe by a very heavy rainfall, you know, side of a road?
It has a washout.
Yeah, washout.
Yeah.
All right. And, again, a question having to do with the ocean. Maybe a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide. Any terms for that?